Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Well, we've all heard the saying that pets can improve your health. And we've all seen the guys with their puppies at the park and the girls crowd around them. And so we know that having an animal can even improve your social life. My guest is Mark Marone. He's a TV personality, author, and pet expert. Welcome to the show, Mark. Let's talk about how pets can improve our health.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Wow.
I hear in the background.
Yeah, so we can certainly hear them in the background. Hopefully we can get the segment out and they'll let you talk. Now tell us about pets. What are they doing for us?
Well, the most important thing that pets do for us is they provide consistency in our lives. One thing we humans crave is consistency. We try and avoid any situation where we're in random events as much as possible, which is impossible to do because the world is full of random events, but we hate it. We never know what's going to happen when we leave the house, get in the car, get on the subway, go to work, whatever it happens to be. However, one thing about our pets, one reason why we keep pets is because of the consistency that they provide in our lives. Your dog always will be wagging its tail when you see you. Your cat will rub up to you. Your bird will chirp when you come in. Even your goldfish will swim to the front of the tank wanting to be fed. Always. It's something that we can always count on.
Okay,
and
so, you know,
you count
you,
on it.
You say that
makes
your cat will
better.
You say your cat will always rub up to you. I don't know. I sort of feel like, you know, dogs have owners and cats have staff. But okay, you know.
So whatever it is, even if your cat doesn't like you, it's still something you can depend on.
Yes, that's true. That's absolutely
true.
Now, they are mood enhancers as well, animals are.
Well, again, the fact that it's something that we can count on, the fact that it's always there for us, the fact that there's nothing we can do wrong that will make our dog not want to play with us, that will make our cat not change its feelings to us. There's nothing that we can do that's going to prevent our goldfish from rushing to the tank when we come over. That makes a big difference in our lives because it's one less thing that you have to worry about. So therefore, you have a better mental picture of what's going on. Because again, random events is something that we try and avoid at all costs, or answers to random events. We humans can't handle that. Animals just accept it. But because we humans are sentient, we need to know why random events happen and what we can do to prevent them. But it's impossible. It's part of the world.
Now, so blood pressure changes, you know. I've heard that pets can help keep your blood pressure in check, although hearing all those in the background is raising mine just a little bit because we're live on the air. But, you know, it's really true, isn't it, that it's a calming effect that animals can have on you.
Exactly. It's one when you're with your pet, when you're with your dog, it's one thing that you don't have to worry about. Whatever it's like watching a really good movie, okay? If you have a lot of problems and you go into a movie theater and the lights turn off and it's a really good story and you get caught up in it, you forgot all about your problems until you left that movie theater. The same thing applies with your dog or your cat or your bird or whatever. When you're opening the can of cat food and putting it in the dish and putting it down for the cat, you forgot all your problems. When you're playing with the dog or petting the dog or combing it or brushing it, you forgot all your problems. When you're cleaning out your fish tank and changing the filter and putting more water in, you forgot all your problems. So for that little brief moment in time, our chaotic days, our chaotic lives are forgotten about.
I love that. You know, we just got a dog, Mark, from a shelter, a rescue, and she was so thin, and really she's gained a lot of weight. She's 2 years old. She's absolutely the cutest thing I've ever seen. And even as you say, when I'm just trying to take her out for a nice poop, I don't think about anything else except where is she going
to
do it, whether I'm going
to,
yeah, I just want it to come out. I got my bag, and that's all I'm thinking about. So I do love that. Now, how is this good?
And then when the poop comes out, you're all fixated on it. Is it a nice poop? Is it diarrhea?
It's true. It's true. You look at it. You're like, okay, make sure there's no blood in there.
You forgot about everything.
That's right. You know, and then you got to pick it up and throw it away. But so now how are they good for the heart? Is it the same kind of lines, along the same lines?
Yeah, so exactly along the same lines. Because when you're upset, if you're hooked up to an EKG, okay, and you're looking at a pile of bills, okay, what happens to your heart rate? okay? But when you're sitting there petting a dog or opening a can of cat food, what happens to your heart rate? It's the same thing. It's like a little mini vacation.
It is like a little mini vacation. Now,
and
what
that's
about...
Why there's so much, that's why we get so sad when something happens to our pets. Okay, when your dog dies or your cat dies, right, it puts you in a complete turmoil. Because now, that little mini vacation that you have, that consistency in lives is gone.
And now, you know, I've heard also, because people that are shut-ins, people that are lonely, people that, depression is a huge thing for pets to be able to help, you know, people with. And yes, you're preoccupied when you're with your pet, but how do they kind of raise your mood? Because they just love us unconditionally?
It's not so much that they love us unconditionally. I mean, the unconditional part, we've sort of programmed into them. I mean, when man domesticated wolves into dogs, okay, only the wolves that wagged their tails when we came in were the ones that they kept. So dogs do like seeing us, but because we've created them to be like that. But we created them to be like that because we need that always, always, always happy to see us no matter what you do. You never know if your spouse is going to be angry or in a bad mood. You never know if your boss is going to be angry or in a bad mood. Or your coworkers are angry or in a bad mood. But all your pets are always happy to see you no matter what. Okay, so that's unconditional. It doesn't have to be unconditional love, but whatever it is, unconditional and consistent. And when you think about it, every aspect of our lives is to promote consistency.
Well, and I think that that's what's so important about having them. Now, is there a difference in your mind between whether you get a pet from a shelter, whether you get a pet from a friend who can't keep them anymore, or you go to a pet store? Do you think there's any difference in how you feel, how pets are?
I've seen all angles. You know, I've been to Westminster, okay, where the dogs are, you know, all purebred, pure-blooded. I've seen people buy dogs from pet stores. I've seen people get dogs from the street. They all provide pleasure, and they all satisfy a different need in everybody. That's one thing I've noticed, that everybody's different, and so the animals are all different in that respect too. I mean, people will have a snake, and you say, how could you relate to a snake? But people do. There are people who have insects as pets, people who have fish as pets. And, you know, those people get the same amount of pleasure from those animals as someone with a dog or a cat does. So every human being is different. And what makes our society the way it is how our differences all complement each other. You know, if you go back to primitive man, you know, the whole reason we have a culture is because one person was interested in fire. One person was interested in weapons. One person was interested in agriculture. One person was interested in pets. So it was all those differences that make us a culture. And the same thing happens today. You know, everyone, there's lots of options available for every pet owner that there is.
Well, there certainly is, and there's also a new movement of, like, Dogga or Doga, people using their animals to do exercise. Of course, we know walking a dog gives you extra exercise, and gives
us the motivation.
Gives you the motivation.
May not want to exercise yourself, but if your dog is fat, you'll take it for a walk.
That's exactly right. So you're getting that extra exercise. Now, in just 30 seconds, Mark, just 30 seconds, wrap it up. How pets are wonderful for our health.
Everybody who has a pet, okay, is always much happier than those who don't have pets. Those who don't have pets have some kind of void, and they always seem to be apologizing for not having pets. Oh, I don't like dogs, as if it was apologetic. Therefore, the standard is you should be liking dogs because dogs are good for us. So that's what I have to say in 30 seconds or less. Pets are good for you. Do the best you can. Keep them as long as you can afford to give them the right care.
And pets are good for you, and we love them, and they're so sweet, and when they look up at you and they're waiting for food or they're, you know, trying to go outside, I have to go to the bathroom really bad, then that's just a sweet feeling, and it's good for all of us. And, of course, it gives you that little bit of extra exercise and, you know, just somebody to love. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. You know, let's all get a pet and stay well.